How can we know from scripture what is a detail and what is important to understand? Srila Prabhupada was asked this once. Prabhupada was talking on a morning walk. There is some description that in Dwarka, King Ugrasen had thousands and thousands and thousands of servants. So a devotee was telling Prabhupada that if we tell this to the scholars, they start laughing at us. They say, where were all these thousands of people living? Where were the toilets? So now Prabhupada could have replied, Krishna can do anything. And that is true. But Prabhupada chose a completely different tack over here. And he said, among all the thousands of verses in the Bhagavatam, was that the only thing you found to tell the scholars? There are so many other things in the Bhagavatam. Why not focus on that? So essentially, we don't... What is the essential principle and what is the detail? We cannot go over each verse and say, is this a principle, is this a detail, is this a principle, is this a detail. But the Bhagavatam has a particular purpose. The purpose is, as we know, Parikshit Maharaj took shelter of Krishna. And whatever inspires us to take shelter of Krishna, we focus on that. Certain things which do not necessarily inspire us to take shelter of Krishna, we can downplay that. Downplay that doesn't necessarily mean we reject it. So for example, in the 6th canto it is said that Chitraketu had 10 million wives. Now somebody may ask, how can one man have 10 million wives? Now you see, in that story, nowhere is it said that Chitraketu had some mystic powers. Now Krishna, when he had many wives, Krishna would expand. And he was there with all these wives. Nowhere is it said Chitraketu had any special mystic powers by which he could be with so many wives at the same time. So Chitraketu is seen as an ordinary person over there. He could not even get a child, although he wanted to. So he's a limited being. Now if you look at the whole purpose of the story, the purpose of the story is that it's not that no matter what you do to become happy materially, Chitraketu did not have a son, so he was unhappy. He got a son, he was temporarily happy, but then he lost the son, again he became unhappy. So the main message of the story is that material things cannot make us happy. And for that message, the 10,000 wives is not a vital detail. The 10 million wives is not a vital detail. The main purpose of the story is to illustrate that although he had so much facilities, still he was not happy. Although he did so many things to get things materially, he was not happy. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Lord Chaitanya himself says that the great poets glorify Krishna with many different figures of speech. And one of the figures of speech is exaggeration, atishoyakti, hyperbole. So, now someone may consider that 10 million wives is a hyperbole. And that's perfectly fine. It is not that the Bhagavatam's foundation is based on whether Chitraketu had 10 million wives or not. No, the Bhagavatam's message is that Chitraketu was trying to become happy by something other than loving Krishna, and he was frustrated in that. So the 10 million doesn't have to be taken as a literal figure over there. So in general, in both our own study of scripture and in our teaching scripture to others, now we should focus on that which helps people come closer to Krishna. So there is, if we are telling the Chitraketu story, it is not even necessary to tell that he had 10 million wives. You say he had many wives, but he did not get the child. He could not get a child. So to summarize an answer, what is the principle and what is the detail? The Bhagavatam, right in the beginning itself, in the second chapter of the first canto, says that the purpose of even the practice of dharma is dharma svanushita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuya na utpadeya dhirtam shramayeva hi kevalam. That which utpadeya dhirtam, that which increases our attraction to Krishna, that is valuable. Everything else is shrama eva hi kevalam. Everything else is a waste of time, Prabhupada says. Translate shrama eva kevalam as. So, from that perspective, that which helps attract us towards Krishna and helps us attract others towards Krishna, that is the central principle of the Bhagavatam. and everything else is subordinate. So how to deal with that, how to explain that? There are different devotees who are more scholarly, scientific, specially trained. They can take care of those issues. But we should focus on that which attracts our heart to Krishna and attracts others' hearts to Krishna. I was talking with His Grace Ravindra Swarup Prabhu. He's one of Srila Prabhupada's senior disciples. So he said, even now when I read the Bhagavatam, there are so many questions I get. How does this make sense? So he said, I just put them in mental double quotes and go on. Mental double quotes and go on. So the idea is that we are studying Bhagavatam for a particular purpose. That is to learn to love Krishna. And that which helps us to love Krishna, we focus on that. That we don't reject the other part of Bhagavatam, but we don't have to highlight that. Either in our study or in our sharing with others. Does it answer the question?
Mm-hmm. It can be, for people who grow up in Krishna consciousness, that little square there of disagrees can become the major. So it can start to become bigger. Because you say, if these things don't quite make sense to me, maybe everything doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. So it can be challenging to know where...